Rest to be your best, by John Van Pay. Today's verse comes from Exodus 20:8. Remember the Sabbath, for it is holy. When fatigue walks in, faith walks out. Dr. Dave Martin. Rest is essential to longevity. The days leading up to a big race are known as taper week. By not training as hard, you give your body and mind a chance to prepare for a long day. During a long-distance race, aid stations are for resting and refueling. And during a multiple-day mountain bike stage race in the Colorado Mountains, known as the Breck Epic, resting and recovering become paramount. After long endurance events like this one, athletes will recover when the number of rest days equals the number of hours required to finish the race. If you don't get your rest, you can't be at your best. High-performance leaders have a common trait. They eat balanced meals, sleep longer at night, and take regular power naps. Disobeying God's command to remember the Sabbath, for it is holy, is probably the number one reason why so many burn out. God didn't just command it, He modeled it when He rested on the seventh day after 6 days of work. Honoring His command to take a day of rest is your sacred responsibility. Even if you were to visit Israel today, you'd discover the entire country shuts down from sunset on Friday to sunset on Saturday. No stores are open. Airplanes stop flying. They obey the Lord. They rest. Unfortunately, our American culture prides itself on busyness. If you aren't busy, you're considered lazy. Nearly half of the pastors surveyed in the Lifeway research study admitted they didn't take a regular Sabbath. It's an obedience issue. You wouldn't rob God of His sacred tithe, so don't rob Him of this sacred time of rest. A tithe means believing God can do more with your 90% than you could do with 100%. What if you shared that same belief concerning time? If you are exhausted, remember what Jesus said in Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all who labor and who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Rest isn't optional because God knows if you disobey, you'll become weary and tired. You won't feel His presence or have the passion needed to fulfill His purpose for your life. You are worth too much to the Lord and His kingdom. I'm not a Sabbatarian, but I do apply the wisdom of rest. Before you can help others, you must help yourself. Imagine you were flying on an airplane with your family. If there was a problem that required everyone to reach for an oxygen mask, your first instinct might be to help others. However, the best way to help others is to place your own oxygen mask on first. Scripture makes an interesting connection. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Psalm 37:7. You have two options. You can carry and do everything yourself in your own strength, leaving you worn out. Or you can rest and be patient for God. When you do, He will give you supernatural strength, wisdom, and power. Resting is a non-negotiable for finishing your race. Consider implementing a system of rest into your schedule. Divert daily. Jesus withdrew often to desolate places to spend time with His Father in solitude. If Jesus, the Son of Man, who was fully God, needed rest, we do too. Make time to connect with the Lord. Consistently caring for your soul is crucial to long-term health. Don't just block a few minutes in the morning. Be aware of His presence during the day for worship, prayer, and gratitude. Fellowship with God. Walk with Him. Next, withdraw weekly. My favorite day of the week is Friday because it begins with a mountain bike ride and ends with a date with my wife. We usually hop on my motorcycle and take a ride to the river where we set up our double nest hammock to cuddle or read a book. It's important to recharge your batteries with a day off that is not filled with work or the honey-do list. You are uniquely wired. Do what you enjoy that brings joy to your soul. Include a large block of solitude as well. Disable your email. Turn off your phone. Enjoy God's gift of rest with a day off.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.